This message is defining yourself. Turn to somebody and say, defining yourself.
Defining yourself.
You know, we are living in a time where churches are declining across the country, all across America and the world. People don't feel that it's necessary to be in the house of God anymore. But the thing is on Easter Sunday, the churches are full. But then the next week, it's empty again. I'm going to talk to you about how God is requiring of us to define who we are. The thing about what God has shown me this morning is this. It's a sad thing when you can fill the church on a Sunday morning, on the Easter Sunday morning, and then it's empty the very next week. It tells me something that the people of God don't know who they are.
Jesus.
And they don't even know who they serve. Because if you truly know who you are and who you serve, you know that all the glory belongs to Him. God is trying to get His people in a new place. And don't you know, because God is working on your life, that you have to do the work. You have to allow God to continue to bless you, but not only to bless you, but understand this one thing, is that if you do not know who you are, the enemy can steal your dream. If you turn with me to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will do what? Direct your path. We hear this all the time. I'm going to go into the Word of God this morning because I want to let you see something. I want to bring this into your spirit. When we talk about defining who you are, I need you to know that you cannot change every other week and truly be of God. If you are called, then you stand on that word. If God has told you something about your life, you stand on that word, because the enemy is going to bring haters in your life, and they're going to come to destroy the vision that God has placed in your heart. If you turn with me to Matthew 16, 13, it says, when Jesus came to the region, He asked His disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? Now, Jesus was talking to His disciples, and He said to them, He said, I want you to tell me, who do they say that I am? And then they replied and said, some say you're John the Baptist, and others say Jeremiah, and one of the prophets, or one of the prophets. But He said, but what about you? See, Jesus didn't leave it to what everyone else was saying. He wanted to know, what did His disciples think about Him? Who do they say that He is? And then He said to them, He said, but what about you? And he asked, who do you say I am? And Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. Someone say, the Son of the Living God.
Son of the Living God.
Jesus replied, blessed are you. Now, a reason why I want you to see this here, before I get into the main part of the message, Jesus said to him, after He declared and told him who you said I am, He said, now you're blessed. How many in this place want to see God bless them? You can't continue to be blessed if you don't know your identity. You don't know who you are.
That's right.
The people of God keep on playing games. We keep on not being firm in our standing with the Lord. And this is why God put it in my spirit to talk about this. The Bible says that Joseph's trouble started way before his dream. Some of us don't know that Joseph was the 11th child of Jacob and the first son of his beloved second wife, Rachel. Now, I got a story to tell you here because I want to show you how the enemy works. It says here that Rachel, who was Jacob's beloved true love, was distraught because she could not give him a child. So she prayed and pleaded God to bless her with a child. Now, the reason why I want you to know this about Joseph is this, that you need to see this, is that he didn't have problems just after he told his brothers his dreams, but he was beloved by his father. He was the 11th son. And because he was born of Rachel, the woman that he loved so much, he loved her more than all his other relationships. And so automatically the children were jealous. They weren't happy. And one day he came to him and told them that he had a dream that he was going to be the greatest of all.
Yes, sir.
How many of you ever told a friend or a family member something about your life? And you told them, listen, I'm gonna be, oh man, wait till you see what I'm gonna be. And then they walk away and say, oh, he just bragged. He just brags too much. Well, the story that happened here, I want you to see, after he shared about his dream, it says here that he was a promised child, because God promised Rachel that she would have this child. And then she was also pregnant with another one called Benjamin. Now, I need you to understand, because where I'm going with this story, it says his brothers hated him. He was almost killed. He was robbed of his most valuable possessions. Now, the reason why all this happened, because he went to his family and told his family, guess what? God showed me something. God showed me that I'm going to be the greatest. And when he shared this vision with his family members, they began to become jealous. I need you to know that God has said to me this morning, he told me to get in the spirit of the people of God and get you to understand is that if you do not define who you are, somebody can come and change the vision that God has for you. Even though it was his brothers and sisters, his family members, they still plotted against him to take him out. And I began to say to the Lord, I said, Lord, this is amazing that we as a people of God don't understand who we are. And he began to show me that scripture where the disciples were standing with Jesus, and he began to tell them, you tell me who I am. He wasn't so concerned about what everyone else was saying. He was concerned about you, the individual, your personal relationship. Your personal relationship with God is what it's all about, church. Is understanding, I want to know who you are. If you are truly a son of the Most High, then you're going to serve him with a sincere heart. You're not going to break down every time something comes up against you. I want you to turn with me to 1 Peter 2:9. The Bible says, and the reason why I want to go into this part of scripture, but I'm going to end my little passage here. After they threw him in the well, it says, then he was sold into slavery. This is everything that happened to him. He was sold into slavery. He did not know if he would ever see his father again. And this all happened to him just because he shared his vision. And he didn't share it with his enemies. He shared it with his family. And as God began to give me this word, he showed me that we have to understand that we have to say to ourselves that we're going to keep the vision in our spirit and define ourselves by declaring it before the Lord. Now, what I mean by declare it before the Lord is if God has told you something about yourself and said you are going to live and not die, why every other Sunday you are tripping out? Because you don't know who you are. Joseph, what happened with him, his brothers were so jealous. Now, they took him and sold him into slavery. Think about that. You go and tell your family what you're ready to do, and some of us trip out because they just started lying. Or some of us trip out because they don't believe us. But I want to ask you, whose report do you believe? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord? Scripture says here, says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own possession. It says that you may proclaim the excellency of him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. This is who you are. You're a royal priesthood.
Praise God.
I want you to understand this. If you're royal, then you have access to stuff. If you're royal, you don't have to continue to keep begging and keep saying, I can't make it. No, you are royal. You have the best waiting on you. But if you continue to listen to the haters, those that are around you that don't want to see you grow, you're never going to grow. You're never going to grow. The next scripture that I have, and I'm not going to keep you much longer, it says in 1 Peter 1:2-5, it says, you yourself, like living stones, are building up as a spiritual house. You see how it says you're building up as a spiritual house?
Yes.
Now, if you're building something, that building has to be established. Your children, your family members are waiting on you to be established in who you are. Joseph became great because he did not turn on God. He did not look at his situation when he was sold into slavery. Don't you know they threw him into a pit? They traded him to somebody? Slave traders? You know, that right there would make you mad, wouldn't it? If you told your family something positive and they took that information and turned against you because you said, basically, I'm going to be better than all of you. Don't you know, right now in society today, there are people trying to get ahead in life, and every time they share it with someone they love, they get hurt, and then they sit themselves back down, and they begin to say, worry me. And God is saying that you're a child of the king, you are royal priesthood, so why do you keep on buying into their vision of you, and you not see who you really are? He said, I'm in the business of making kings. I'm in the business of creating greatness. And what we do is we take the report of those that don't want to see you grow, but I want you to know that there's a God, that you have a personal relationship, and you are a child of the king. And because you're a child of the king, there's no devil in hell can take what God has for you.
That's right. Praise God.
But we as a church have to become strong. If it says we're royal priesthood, what does it mean to be a royal priesthood? You're holy. You're different. The thing is that God can't continue to tell you that he's giving you strength and he's giving you strength to overcome darkness. What does it mean to overcome darkness? When the attack of the enemy come, you can't continue to surrender to it. You have to know that God said that the enemy is under your feet.
Yes,
and if he's under your feet, guess what? You can stomp on him every time you praise him with a dance. So the story of Joseph was like this, is that they were so jealous. It says here, they sold him into slavery by, it said they sold him into, it says right here, sold into slavery by his jealous brothers. He rose to become the second most powerful man of Egypt,
right,
next to Pharaoh. Now, I need you to see this here. He became the second most powerful man. How about you? What is going on in your life that you sit yourself in a corner and say, you know what? I'm going to buy into what they said I am, instead of believing the report of the Lord. He is starting to do a great thing in your life.
Amen.
He's been changing your behavior. He's been changing the way you see things. Some of us couldn't even get up in the morning. And God began to give us strength to go throughout our day. And in his situation, he began to do the work that God has placed in his hands where he was at, even in the prison. He began to do what God told him. He began to share the dreams he used to share among them. And the thing I need you to know is this, is that you're doing a great work and you might be good in yourself, but guess what? You can't stand if you keep on believing everyone else. If you keep on believing everyone else. So it says that you yourself, like a living stone, are being built up as a spiritual house. See that? As a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood. And that word again, holy priesthood. Say holy priesthood.
Holy priesthood.
To offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So spiritual sacrifices. You are holy. So why is it that the church finds a reason to give up? And God began to show me in my spirit. He said the word is be grateful. And I began to pray and I said, what do you mean, Lord, be grateful? No matter where you are right now, you have to declare in your spirit, say, Lord, you said I'm a royal priesthood. You said that my life will never be the same. Even though Joseph was in prison, he was sold to slavery. They tried to kill him because he was ambitious. You ever see somebody that's just so motivated in life? And they have such a vision for themselves. And you kind of get annoyed by them. But God is saying is that you are the keeper of your vision. And if you're the keeper of your vision, it's just like this bottle right here. If you're the keeper of the vision and you hand your vision to another person, here you are, she can open that bottle and pour it all out. She ready to pour out my vision. But God is saying that you have to place yourself in his hands.
Yes, sir.
And stop constantly looking at your situation and saying to yourself, woe is me, I can't make it no more. God is not going to do. He already said, whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord? Or are you going to continue to believe the flesh? Because the flesh is going to always fail you. The flesh is going to cause you to become discouraged. The flesh is going to cause you to trade in your birthrights. And your birthrights is that you are blessed.
Praise God.
So God is saying to be grateful where you're at. So that even if you're in the pits of hell, if you're in a prison where it feels like you're never going to get free, all you have to do is still say, I believe in the report of the Lord. He woke you up one morning. One evening, he spoken to you and said, this is what you shall be. He said, you're going to live and not die. And I know all of a sudden you're dealing with something in your life. But God is saying you have to define yourself. You cannot allow anyone else to speak into your vision. You have to let God handle it. In order to let God handle it, you have to know. You got to know that you know that you know that you're sold out to the Lord. Somebody praise God up in here. So it says that they were so jealous. And you know, but I want you to know is Jesus blesses us. He is trying to restore you and he's trying to make you new again. You are the clay and he's saying, I'm the potter and I keep on trying to mold and shape you and you keep on getting off the wheel. And then you complain to God later and said, Lord, why ain't I fixed yet? And he said, because I was creating a new thing and you got up. And you moved out. And you begin to complain and say, well, this is why I'm not going to be great anymore. Don't you know that haters don't want you to succeed? The devil doesn't want you to succeed. Even his own family members that loved him because he was a brother, guess what, turned when they found out that he believed that he was special. How many of you believe that you're special? Now, if you're special, you have to know one thing. Don't sell out to the enemy. Stop selling out to the enemy, selling your life, selling your values, and allow God to define who you are. And you stand on that, and you start to do the things that God say do.